So the gospel text today, the readings pick up right where we left off last week. Last week, Peter was kind of a hero. But Peter was a hero not because Peter had come to some intellectual understanding of who Jesus was, but because it had been revealed to him by Jesus' Heavenly Father. Declaration of faith, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So this understanding, this gift of wisdom and how wisdom comes to us from God and how important it is, because it's not just our endeavor, our intellectual ability that comes to this understanding. This truth is proclaimed. Now Jesus is explaining more about what it means to be Messiah, to be the Anointed One. I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to be rejected by the elders. I'm going to be rejected by the scribes, by the Pharisees, by the powers that be. I'm going to be rejected by them all, and I'm going to be put to death. But then I will be raised. This is not easy for his disciples to hear. Jesus is speaking, not in human terms, but in God's terms, in what the Messiah is truly to be. Every one of Jesus' time were longing for the Messiah, but all of them had different understandings of what the Messiah would do. For many of the Jews, it was just kicking the Romans out so that they could have their own government and be free of the pagan influences. Jesus speaks, and it's hard to hear. It's hard to receive. Especially by Peter, who pulls him aside and he's like, no way. And there's a personal interest on the part of Peter, because if their master, their teacher, if this happens to him, what's going to happen to them as his disciples, as his followers? Peter, in a little way, yes, he's clinging to Jesus because he loves Jesus, but in a little way, he's also clinging to his own life. He has some self-interest of preserving his life in this. Please do not speak in this way of losing your life. But what we see is Jesus' rebuke of Peter, because Peter's rebuke of what Jesus has said is a human rebuke. The source of it is clearly Peter's humanity. And so we make this distinction, that which comes from God, that which comes forth from our humanity. It is that comes forth from God that brings life. It is what comes forth from God that brings insight into our world. You see, the difficulty of handling the Word of God. The prophet, Jeremiah, in the first reading, he's like, you duped me. You duped me. Here I thought I was going to be a prophet. And, you know, and you can't critique Jeremiah. I mean, he's a prophet. But I'm like, come on, Jeremiah. You know what prophets do. You know how they speak. You know whether people like them or not. Jeremiah had no idea what it would be like to possess within his very being the Word of God that God wants to speak to his people. He says, it's like a fire within me. He said, and I try and hold it back and not speak it. And then it just like makes my bones hurt. And I have to open my mouth. And it comes forth. And what has it done? It's made him a rebuke. People don't like Jeremiah now. He is not welcome. All because he is sharing with them the Word of God, and it is hard for them to hear. The power of the gospel message of Jesus Christ is that God is speaking to the world. And he is speaking to the world not in the way that the world understands things. It doesn't take much experience of living life, of experiencing people and seeing all these different ways in which people look at the world and the situation of the world They see death and dying and cancer and sickness. They see wars and famines. They also see love, responsibility, virtue, and they try and make an understanding of how the world is. But my brothers and sisters, no amount of human intellectual acrobatics can come to a salvific truth. Salvation, light, truth comes to us from God. And so part of the power of the gospel message of Jesus Christ is it is not of this world. If it were of this world, it would not possess within it life. If Jesus was of this world, he would not possess the life necessary to bring life to the world and to redeem the world. Jesus comes from his Father into the world with light and truth and life. And in this we have salvation. And so it's very important. It's a very simple message today. It's very important that we allow the gospel message to be other, to have it truly be from God, that it would possess within it power for transformation. Because if it's just simply of this world, if we, and I don't want to say dumb it down, because that's the wrong thing. That makes it sound like the gospel message is up here and it's very difficult to understand. No, the beauty of Jesus is that he speaks it in a way that we can grasp it. The same word of God that brought you into existence is speaking to you. And so it's not like it's something other, but it is something other. It possesses within itself life. And so it's very important, rather than saying that we dumb down the Word of God, that we human... that's the wrong word too. Humanize it. Jesus became... He took to himself our full humanity in order to proclaim the gospel. But that we make his message worldly, as if it's just one more philosophy of the world. I remember my last philosophy class. 3 years of studying philosophy, all these books we had to read. I got so sick of reading when I was in the seminary. I don't know about if you've ever long periods of schooling and all of this stuff. I think it was like 8 years before I picked up a book after I graduated from seminary. Literally, I was so burned out on reading. And then I picked up like The Lord of the Rings, you know, and it was just going to be entertainment. It was no heavy thinking. You know, until you meet somebody that's like, ooh, Lord of the Rings, what do you think this person means? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, stop it. I'm just enjoying the read. Leave me alone, right? That we don't make the message of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel something of the world. Paul reminds us that Jesus spoke this gospel message into the world to transform us. Paul is saying to those who are hearing his word, let your minds be transformed by the word that Jesus speaks. This is what is supposed to take place within you. You are supposed to think in a whole new way, in a radical way, in a gifted way to you. And it is a gifted way because it speaks truth about who God is and who you are, and therefore you know how to act in the world. It is for the world, but not of the world. If we make it worldly, it in fact loses its power. Because the very power of the gospel message is that it's not of the world. It's of God to us. It possesses within it power and light and truth. And receiving it, we can live in the world, but not of the world. And we live in accordance with that truth and that light and that life. And the gospel has power to change, to transform, to set us free. So that's it, my brothers and sisters. The gospel message has power, and it is a gift to us from God. that possesses within it all that it needs to meet us, to change our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, in truth, not in an opinion, not in an illusion, not in a myth, but in truth, and us to live in accordance with that, to truly be set free. Amen.